This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Power outages are delaying flights in and out of Denver International Airport. Airport officials say electricity is being restored, but they aren't sure how long it'll take. Travelers should check their flight status with their airline. Democratic U.S. Senate leaders are pushing to decriminalize cannabis. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has unveiled draft legislation that does that and expunges nonviolent cannabis arrests and convictions from federal records. Schumer says it's common sense.
And as more and more states legalize marijuana, it's time for our federal cannabis law to catch up.
Schumer says he plans to consult with experts and colleagues to finalize the bill, but he'll need 10 Republicans to support it to move forward. Schumer's focus on a larger decriminalization effort will hinder Representative Ed Perlmutter's bill to allow more legal banking for cannabis companies. Schumer says that focuses on one small issue. He wants comprehensive reform. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators have more diversity within their offices than others. About half of Senator John Hickenlooper's staff identifies as non-white, while 42% of Senator Michael Bennett's office does. Both offices have more Latinos represented than Asian Americans or blacks. That tracks with Colorado's population. A Saturday Night Live comedian who's from Aurora has been nominated for an Emmy. Bowen Yang went to Smoky Hill High School before becoming a writer for SNL. Yang is the show's first main cast member who is also Asian American. You're listening to CPR News.